So, Kat, what should we do for the skit this week?
Oh, so I was thinking that we could riff off of the Atmon Championship and we could do a bunch of cool challenges. We could dig for gold and we could have a wrestling match. And we could run really fast and see who's the fastest runner. And we could...
How about we just record the episode?
Oh, okay. We could do that too.
All right, let's do that. Hello, and welcome to Going Digital, a Digimon Rewatch podcast, where I am Shin Garrett.
And I am Kit Kat.
And this week we watched episode 9 of Stuff.
Indeed.
Which for O2 is...
Aim at the... Oh no, I lost my tab. 2. I also lost my tab. The Emperor's New Home, or Overdrive of the Evil Magic Ring.
Yeah, that's weird. The Wikia says the evil ring's magic runs wild.
Oh, that's actually better.
Yeah, that sounds more English.
Yeah.
Or translated, I guess.
It does sound more English.
So, but first, it's everybody's favorite time, or least favorite.
Your turn to tell us what the episode sounds like.
That's not what we call the segment.
It is now. Did you see, did you hear, did you recap this episode? And it's your turn. I'm on top of it.
Sure, we'll call it that. Are you going to tell me when to start then?
Yes, and go.
Okay, so this episode is about Ken, mostly. It's a lot of Ken stuff. About Ken being Ken and evil and doing interviews for TV and that his parents are really good and he probably doesn't deserve them right now. But then he runs away from home to the digital world because that's what Ken does. And then he captures Greymon and makes him forces digivolves him, dark evolves him into Skull Greymon. And then the kids are like, oh no, Ken is taking over so much stuff and we want to find where he lived, but he left already, so we can't do that. And then Skull Greymon happened, and we all got wrecked. And things are bad. And the end.
Nice. Okay.
I think that was mostly everything.
Yeah, in the dub recap, it starts off with, recapping last session, obviously. But then Ken says, I'll fight seriously in the future or something, like, and then laughs, and I was like, this kid is a psycho. Like, was he not fighting seriously before? Is that... it was interesting.
Yeah, a little bit. Ken's an interesting guy.
Yeah, I don't entirely understand him, and his persona on TV is so different.
Well, I think that's, like, the thing where he can fake a personality or whatever.
Yes. Yeah. And in the big difference, one of the big differences between the two, the sub and the dub this time, for me at least, was the way that the teacher handled the questions after the interview, or the principal, I guess, maybe?
Yes. Yes, that was a big difference between the two.
Yeah, because in the dub...
One of them is creepy, the other isn't.
Well, I was trying to figure out... So in the dub, the principal guy asks Ken if he'll tutor his daughter and then gets a autograph for her. And it kind of sounds like he's asking him to get with his daughter, maybe?
Oh, good. That's what I also thought.
Which is
awkward. And that's why it was creepy.
But then also, it could just be, like, not that. It could be he's genuinely asking him to tutor his daughter. Like, I don't know.
I don't know. The way he said it was awfully creepy.
Yeah, it was a bit. But in the sub, they fixed it by having the interviewers say, "You've mastered chess, 3D chess, and the Donkey Kong Madness video game." And then the principal asks him about doing some kind of level, and his response is like, "Tricks are for kids." And then the guy's like, "Yeah, totally." And
so like, a couple things. First, you got dub and sub mixed up, which is fine.
Oh, my bad.
And second, I like the dub one better. Because it's less creepy and kind of funny.
It is. Yes, I agree. Oh, I did. You know why? Because I usually watch them in the opposite order that I did today. So, like, my note-taking pattern is all effed up and I wrote them under the wrong ones.
Oh. Yeah. Well, then.
But I just finished finals, so I feel like I am allowed to be a total spaz for the next 48 hours.
I'll allow it.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Very generous.
I like to think so.
So then it switches to the computer room, and the kids are like, "Wow, so he's the bad guy then." And they're like, "Yeah." And the other big difference between the sub and the dub here is that in the dub, they make Yoli still really have a crush on Ken, even though she knows he's evil.
Well, I mean, like, even still, Ken is so much better than Davis.
She could technically crush on TK also, just a thought.
I mean, who would want to do that?
I mean, me as a child.
Okay, fair.
I have better taste now.
Who else would want to do that?
I don't know. Also, I have some concerns about the diet that they're feeding the Digimon, because it seems to be mostly candy, and I don't know if Digimon have teeth, but I sure haven't seen them brushing their teeth.
I mean, I think it's fine. I think they're just data. So it's probably fine.
They're all going to end up with, like, cavities and diabetes, and that's not going to be good. Digibetes. They'll have digibetes.
I don't think that's how that works, but I guess. What? Oh, yeah. And then Izzy's like, the worst in this episode. Like, all his ideas are bad.
Yeah.
He's not a good mentor.
Not today. I don't know. The soulless demon that stole his irises has clearly taken over.
It's like, we should go find Ken. And I'm like, okay. If you want. I guess.
I don't know. I almost think that's a good idea, because in the real world, I mean, he plays soccer and he's really fast, but he's not like a judo champion or something that might truly endanger them. So really, if there are like five of them going to find Ken and surround him, they could just beat the shit out of him. And what's he going to do?
Would that like fix anything, though?
I mean, if they put him in the hospital, then they could go to the digital world. They could steal his D3. And then he can't get back in, right? So like, that solves that problem.
Possibly.
I think Izzy's trying to solve problems through violence is what's happening.
I mean, that's how all the problems are solved anyway.
I also don't 100% understand how he goes from looking at a picture in a magazine of an apartment building to looking at a map and knowing where it is. It's somewhere in this vicinity, like these four buildings.
It was triangulation. It's like, this background has this landmark that I happen to know, and I can reference it to a map here.
Sure, that's great, but the problem is that I don't think there were any landmarks in any of the pictures.
I mean, maybe it was a well-known apartment complex.
Well, if it was, then wouldn't they know what the apartment complex was? I mean, or maybe they're saying that they don't know if he lives in the apartment complex. I guess that's acceptable. But I got the impression that he was like, here's a picture. I'm going to type in here and look, magically, I know where it is. Like, no.
It's computers. You don't ask questions.
I mean, I'm not a computer science major, so I guess that I can't talk about
computers.
I know nothing about computers anymore. Yes. Although there is a really good quip in the dub. Now I'm going to fix this so I don't keep saying that wrong. But where I think it's TK says that Ken's haircut makes him look like Kari.
Yes, I remember that. Because Kari's like, oh, that smile looks so nice, though. And I'm like, what are you talking about? It's been a shit-eating grin the entire time.
Yeah, he looks very snarky the entire time.
He also then writes a note as he leaves for the digital world forever, which I originally thought was much worse than what everybody came to the conclusion of.
Oh, yeah, I thought for sure he offed himself. Like, that's what it sounded
like. I'm like, this is a suicide note, right?
That's what his parents acted like, I think.
No, his parents were like, oh, he ran away.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
I don't know if I buy that.
Also,
it was pretty dark.
Yeah. As a parent, I feel like if my child wrote me, whether it was a suicide note or a going away note or like a running away note, and they ended with farewell insects, I would be like, you know what? That's fine. You run away from home till you figure out how to be respectful, because clearly you're not learning it here.
I mean, I'm not sure what kind of parenting his parents are doing, even though they seem like nice enough people.
They really seem like they're trying. Also, this seems really dark for a kid's TV show.
It's super dark. Ken's stuff is dark. And then it, like, gets weird because then the whole reason for it is dark spores, and then that maybe undercuts it. I haven't decided yet. But it's fine.
Which, like, if the dark spores are an allegory for, I don't know, depression or something, that would be interesting, but
I mean, it could be, but they're also legitimately just a real thing.
In the TV show, you mean?
Yes.
Okay. It's early in the morning, and I was like, what is he talking about? What are dark spores in real life? Where are these dark spores? Like, should I be concerned? I haven't been watching the news.
It's the spores of a dark color from flowers, obviously.
Oh,
they're
my God.
Dark and they're spores.
That sounds really terrifying. I have not been watching the news, so for all I know, North Korea released dark spores in the last week.
That's completely topical for this time.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't actually know if it is because I, like I said, have not watched the news at all.
Well, I don't know. That's probably for the better.
Yeah, maybe I just continue my life without knowing what happened this week. Anyway.
Putting the real world aside.
Yes, that's terrible. And then they go back and tell Izzy, and Izzy's like, oh, we should go and take a look. At what, Izzy? What are you taking a look at?
Well, they look at the screen like, oh man, there's so much more Dark Tower shit. And they're like, we should go and check it out. And Izzy's like, No, it's, like, too late. Like, don't do this. But they're like, no, we should do this. And then Izzy's like, okay, you've convinced me.
Well, yeah, and then Izzy's like, take a look and come right back. What?
Which they didn't do. I'm like, why would you even try to tell them that?
Yeah, no.
Davis is their leader.
Oh, it's time for asking Garrett a question time.
Okay.
Do they get sent to random places? Do they have any idea where they're going? Who controls it? Because it seems to be kind of a Doctor Who and the TARDIS thing where they just show up where they need to be. But sometimes they express surprise about where they are.
Well, I believe the establishment is that that they come out through a TV, and you could maybe say that each grid space has its own TV that you can warp to or between, or it's just TVs around, and just the TVs are the points that you can go to, and you choose those from the computer gate screen.
Sure, but why did Izzy send them, or they got sent, or whatever, to, like, Lava Land?
Because that's where all the towers were happening at that recent point.
Okay, yeah.
They're not good at strategy.
No, I guess that makes sense, kind of. I don't know. All right. Yeah, and then there's a couple scenes of Ken abusing Wormmon.
Yeah, that stuff's rough.
Yeah, not
good. Because Wormmon's real good.
Well, I don't know. In the dub, he's like, why don't you torture someone and then you'll feel better or something to that effect. And I was like, God damn.
I mean, his heart's in the right place. Kind of. Mostly.
I don't know if I'm really into... this was the first time I was like, oh, wait, maybe this is not good. But I'm also, like, externally having some office drama about people, like, having their loyalties in the wrong place and doing things they shouldn't do. So I might just be very sensitive. Because I'm one of the That's Digimon fair. That Ken is going to torture. So I'm, like, not happy.
This metaphor is getting really weird. I think we should move on.
Yes, definitely. I have one more question for you. Are the Meramon made of flame or lava or what? Because they look stationary, but then when Halsamon is like turning on the fan, it makes the flames go. So I wasn't.
I believe they are made of flame.
Okay. Okay.
So why didn't falling in the lava work? I'm not entirely sure.
Well, if you set stuff on lava, it becomes fire. Like, that's not
I suppose
the right way to say that. But hopefully people understand what I'm getting at.
Sure. Anyway, the kids are also really bad because they're like, let's all take turns digivolving, right? Trying to fix it ourselves.
Yeah.
And then failing.
No. I think it would be interesting if the show was like, it takes a lot of energy to digivolve, and so we should save this, and they were doing it as a strategy, but that doesn't appear to be the case. So.
No, also, no one knows how fire works.
Yeah, not so much. They really should be dousing them in water of some sort, but I don't think any of them have a water attack.
No.
They could just spit on them, maybe.
I don't think that's how that works.
No, I mean, spit's made of water. I don't know what Digimon spit is made out of, but they eat candy and stuff, so. I don't know.
That's fair. They really don't get a water type either. Like their only water type is Armadillomon's other form, but I think that can only be in the water, so that kind of doesn't help.
No, not really.
There's no water. Huh. That's not good. They should really fix that elemental weakness. That might be a problem later on.
Yeah, they don't have a grass type or an electric type either.
They do get those, though.
Oh, really?
Those get fixed.
Trying to make a Pokemon joke, but yes.
No, they legit just get those.
All right, that's cool. I'm assuming that's like a pre-existing pre-existing like framework idea that is part of Japanese culture of like the elements. Because I know they have... Metal is considered an element, but I didn't think grass and electricity were. So I'm kind of surprised to hear that.
Oh, I have no clue.
Well, that's...
I'm not going to try to come up with an answer for that, because I just don't know.
Well, if I remember correctly, and someone should correct me if I'm wrong, but the planets in Japanese... astrology, I'm saying with quotations because I don't actually know what they call it, align with elements. And so that's why, like, the different sailors all have a different element. Like, you have Mars is fire, and I think Mercury is water, and Jupiter is
check out.
Metal,
lightning.
Maybe? Lightning? Okay, I guess that's like electricity, lightning. And then Venus is... something
well
else.
If we're going by Sailor Moon, Venus is love.
Okay, well, I don't think love is an element.
So this fell apart.
All right, well, I'll research this and come back later, maybe. I don't know. Or someone who is a big Sailor Moon / Japanese elements fan can let us know. Yes.
Indeed. So they're fighting the Meramon, and then the B plot is Ken is dark ringing Greymon, specifically Ty's Greymon.
See, I feel like that's the A plot, and the other thing is the B plot. It just comes first.
I mean, but But it clearly gets less time and is happening, like, to a lesser extent as shown on the show. So I feel like it's the B plot.
Okay, maybe you're right.
Also, like, Greymon could have totally just shot that ring out of the air. It was, like, the slowest moving thing.
I know. He was like, what? And then it, like, slowly comes down and touches him. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Greymon's not smart.
No, apparently not.
Though I guess Agumon never was particularly either, so I guess that's fine.
I mean, you know that dinosaurs had, like, walnut-sized brains, right? So that's actually pretty true to biology, that dinosaurs were probably not that bright.
But they're digital dinosaurs.
This is true. I also don't know if dinosaurs were orange.
Well, that's fair.
Also have a question. Why is he called Greymon if he is orange and blue and brown?
I have no clue.
It's like, maybe
that's a very good question, though.
Maybe the person who named them was colorblind?
Of
some form?
But wouldn't everything then be gray?
Well, it depends on... So colorblindness is caused by a loss or a lack of certain cones in your eyeballs. So there's three different ones. There's green and red and blue. And depending on which ones you're missing and kind of how many you're missing, it changes what colors you see. Like, there are cases where people see no color whatsoever because they don't have any of the cones. But most color blindness is similar to red-green color blindness, so they wouldn't see red or green. They see them kind of as the same color, and they see them as, like, a grayish, I guess is the way that it's described.
But orange is not...
Well,
it's part red.
But... Yeah. So, yeah. That, it's, yeah, probably not. Unless they were also missing some green cones, maybe? But,
Well, okay, so... In the official romanization given by the Digimon reference book and used in the franchise, gray is the meaning of old or ancient.
Ah, okay. Yes. They
because
could also
G-R-E-Y
have called him.
G-R-E-Y instead of G-R-A? No, wait. That's
well,
not
G-R-E-Y
how spelling
works. Is the English, British spelling, and G-R-A-Y is the American spelling. Both are perfectly accurate for the color.
Oh, okay.
Also, I would like to point out that if that were the case, he could also have been called Skull Horimon or such a thing, because Hori is a word that means old also. And that would be really funny.
Yeah, I mean, apparently just gray can also mean having relating to older people or... having an indistinct, disrupted, or uncertain quality?
Yes. Like in the gray zone.
Now I'm reading the Wikipedia page for gray.
This really has become a portion of our show is just you reading Wikipedia to the audience.
It's generally interesting.
What's that podcast called where the guy reads stuff and it's supposed to put you to sleep? I think you should start one of those.
Like an ASMR podcast?
I think it's called like Read With Me or Sleep With Me or something where he just like...
There are multiple of those.
Yeah, I think you should start one where you just read Wikipedia.
It's probably already out there.
That's true.
Anyway, Digimon.
Yeah, and so Skull Greymon just has red eyes normally? Is that the thing?
Yeah, we don't see Skull Greymon too often. I'm going to go out on a limb and say probably.
Yeah, so like, that's actually kind of a cool thing I felt, because it was like Ken won't know that it's not on his side because its eyes are red. So it looks like it's being
controlled.
So I'm
looking at the concept art on the wiki and they're green. So,
oh, wow.
Womp womp.
Well, that's okay.
Oh, yeah. Also, in the C plot related to the B plot, Ken is working on his Digivice to be like, oh, I'm going to do stuff and then make Digimon evolve and then I can control them.
Although he seems really surprised when he gets Skull Greymon. He's like, whoa, that's crazy. It's
interesting. Yeah, like, I don't know if he was expected to know that the correct, well, not correct, the normal evolution path would be to Metal Greymon, and getting Skull Greymon is usually and generally, and no, I think just always a bad thing. This is like this only like the second time we've seen Skull Greymon. The first was last season when Ty fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah, Skull Greymon only comes around when you fuck up. It wasn't it because he had Digivolve because he didn't get food first? I don't remember exactly what happened.
No, it was Ty was trying to force Agumon to evolve, and therefore he was using courage in an improper way, which then set off a dark evolution.
Oh, okay. Yes, that makes some sense. Also, do the Digimon look different enough that they can tell who's who? Because Kari seems to know that that's Ty's Agumon.
I don't think we ever see any other Agumon, so...
Well, I mean, there are all those Dark Tyrannomon, which is an evolution of Agumon, yes, so... In theory.
Yeah, who knows? Well, we've only seen one Skull Greymon.
Okay, that's fair.
So they're probably like, alright. This checks out. Though I guess, according to the wiki, Dark Tyrannomon is also a Digimon capable of turning into Skull Greymon.
Oh.
That plot convenience, so whatever.
That kind of makes sense, though, actually, but...
Yeah.
Anyway. Does Skull Greymon call his attack Ground Zero after 9/11 happened? Because that probably was a poor choice.
Did they call it Ground Zero in the dub? I don't remember, actually.
I wrote this down on the sub one, so I don't know, I don't remember if that happened in the...
Yeah, in the sub one, it's called Ground Zero, and it still feels awkward.
Yeah, a little bit.
And I'm like, oh, this is slightly uncomfortable.
Does he say it in English? I don't remember if it was just how it was translated, maybe?
I don't know, but you only get one, because after he uses it, like, the missile's gone from his back, and there wasn't just a new one there.
Yeah, that was interesting also. And then, what the fuck, Ken? You didn't finish them off. Like, they have little baby Digimon right now, and then you have, like, all these weird flying worm things. You should probably murder the shit out of those children.
Yeah, I mean, Ken's not the best.
Ooh.
It's definitely not called Ground Zero in the dub. It's called something else.
Oh, okay. All right. Also, I'd like to point out that your opinion on Ken has changed.
Well, okay, no. So, I'm going to go back and rephrase my opinion on Ken. It's not that Ken's bad. I just don't... Ken has just not gotten past the line of killing a person.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah. Also, he seems like one of those people who will, like, only play... will, like, keep restarting their save game until they do something exactly right. Like, they can't just get past something. They have to, like, keep playing the level until they get every single piece of whatever's in there. I mean, that's my
impression.
Maybe. And
I mean, like, also, like, he had the whole Skull Greymon thing, and he's like, alright, I gotta fix this right now.
I mean, alternatively, he could just murder those children, and then he wouldn't have to worry about that, because who's gonna stand up to him? Literally no.
I don't think he's quite up for murdering children yet.
I mean, he could also just, like, tie them up and throw them in the basement of one of his dungeons. I mean, there are non-murder options, I suppose. I personally only go for murder options, but...
Okay. Good to know, I guess.
Okay.
So that was an episode of O2.
Wait, hold on. I had two or three other things I wanted to point out. Well, I have a question.
Okay.
They do these title cards where they introduce the Digimon, and I don't know why, but up until this moment, I don't remember Cody having done one before. And when the Dark Tyrannomon come, Cody's like, these are Dark Tyrannomon, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, how do you know that?
That's a very good question. Maybe they can just point their D terminal at it and it pops up.
Ah, like, shoot, what is that called? Pokedex. A Pokedex. It's like a Pokedex.
Yes.
Okay.
Probably like a Pokedex.
And then I just wanted to make one last comment that the dub this time was pretty darn funny because with the changes that they made to the dialogue, because when Skull Greymon destroys the Dark Tower with Ground Zero attack, you see
it's not called that in the dub.
I don't remember what they called it, but you
I think it was Dark Shot.
Okay, Dark Shot, sure, that works. You see Davis in like black and white while everything's blowing up, and I don't remember what he says in the sub, but in the dub he says, I should probably put my goggles on.
Oh yeah, he did say that.
Yeah, awkward.
Well, I mean, they kind of had just to find something bit funny, you know, for like, yeah, the giant nuclear bomb reference.
I thought that one was okay. It was interesting because it's like,
yeah,
when I remember watching the first season, I remember it being very monster of the week, formulaic kind of thing. But this time, they're kind of going a different direction. Like, this didn't follow a basic plot structure at all. There were like you said, like three different plots going on, and it wasn't exactly resolved. I guess so, but I mean, even if you look at the two of them, the arc of it was
a direct continuation from last week.
Non-traditional structure. I don't know.
And like, the first part's weird because like, it's not all of this though, because we're gonna go back to some Monster of the Week stuff soon, actually. Because I believe just the when we get the second set of digi eggs for the three new kids, we're kind of gonna fall back into that thing. So it's kind of doing that. I don't even know like what, if it's a trope. I wouldn't technically call it a trope. I'm not quite sure how to call it, like a narrative thing where what happens where you kind of break up your main plot with filler in between. I'm sure there's a term for it. I can't think of it right now. But we go back and forth in a little bit. The next episode kind of also carries on.
I mean, yeah, because he carries him away.
More stuff with Agumon.
Right, it would be really funny if they were like, oh, well, and just went on with their lives.
He's still captured, and we can't have that happen.
But, no, that's not how that works.
Yeah, that'd be weird. So, Atmon. Well, first, this is episode 9, as we said before, but it's aiming at rank number 1, Atmon Championship in Cyber Arena.
Medase Kakatozuku NANB 1 Apumo Senshiken in Seibu aru na.
I think I added some like extra commas in there with some weird pauses, but whatever.
Yeah, that's okay.
Why don't you tell me what happened this episode, though?
So, damn it! yes, I can do that. So basically, oh wait, when is my time starting?
Now.
Okay, so Navamon and Gotchmon are like, no, I'm better. No, they're editing a Wikipedia entry about themselves, I think. And then they get into a fight about who's better. So they set up an entire championship and drag everyone to it. So all of the Atmon that we've seen so far are like fighting with each other. And then Hackmon shows up and says basically like, while you were fooling around, I studied the blade. And then, yeah, then he like tears apart all the Applinks and then basically says that and leaves, and that was kind of the episode.
Yeah, pretty much. So what was the thing you wanted to say, though?
About
I don't know, you said it seemed like you wanted to say something before I cut you off and made you recap this episode.
Boy, I have no idea.
Oh. Well, I suppose I should feel slightly bad for breaking that thought, then.
Oh, no. Don't, please. My brain is just Swiss cheese at this point, so it's fine. It probably would have slipped out on its own. I don't even know if I would have gotten to the next word, known what I was going to say, so it's fine.
That's fair. I think OT might have been the better episode this week.
Wow, yeah. I wasn't sure how you would feel about this one, because it was kind of, boring. But I mean, cute, I guess.
The second half was better than the first, but I could have just left without the first half.
Well, I mean, it was kind of cute to watch them, like, battle with each other in a non, like, one-on-one battle kind of thing. It was kind of cute, but I feel like they had this idea when they were talking through the script, and then they just ran with it too far.
They had like half of an idea where like they knew where they needed to go and what they needed to do, but they weren't sure how to frame it.
Yeah, basically.
And then we got this.
That's probably
fair. And like Musumon has a clone or a palette swap.
Yeah, that was cute when Aries like, are you siblings separated at birth? Like, oh my god, is this a telenovela? And they're like, no, we just look alike. And she's
yep.
That's pretty funny.
Dokumon continues to be the best Atmon. He's such a good boy.
Which
Dokumon.
One? Dokumon, yes.
Such a good boy. Technically I think he won because he was at first during halftime and they didn't finish.
Yep. He sure did. Also the Hamstermon, I'm super into.
Tudormon
or whatever. Yeah, I'm into him. I don't know what he does, but that's the one
tutors.
I want. I guess that's why he's making commentary. Is that the idea?
I think.
That's adorable.
It's very hamster-like. It's like the Hamtaro of Atmon.
It is 100% Hamtaro, and that is 100% why I want him in my life.
That's fair.
And so the MCmon, which is the palette swap of Musumon, whatever, and Rekmon don't compete.
Right, because...
And neither does Tudormon.
Yeah, because they were commentating.
They don't actually
have those chips either. They're just independent apps. Like, I don't even know where they came from.
Well, Rekmon...
Rekmon was competing.
The other two, I don't know where they came from.
Rekmon was in the... He was shown in the card one.
Oh, was he? Oh, because he calls, like, ready, set, go, so I thought he wasn't, but...
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know where the other two came from. They don't
there.
Have those chips. You're
fine.
Right. My favorite part was when Perori, is that how you say his name? Perorimon?
Oh, Foodmon?
Yeah, Foodmon. Foodmon, like, has been eating and realizes he's supposed to be running and, like, gets up and, like, wobbles and falls. And then, what is that? Katamari?
Yes.
Yeah, and then just Katamari's the shit out of everybody and... Musumon wins because his face was on the front of the ball when it crossed the finish line. And Tudormon says, a very original and ideal way of running that utilizes his body shape. Just like, rude. Very rude.
Yeah, I know. Also, I'm going to point this out. You wouldn't know this. I only know this through context of just May's favorite episode. But I think... This is placing the seeds for May's favorite episode with what's her name, where someone brings up that that she's last in the ranking of idols.
Oh yes, she was on a show like this, a championship. Yeah, Haru does say that.
Yeah. So,
well, there you go, May.
I think that's
for
a setup for something. I'm like 90% sure. That's just one of those things I have through osmosis where I'm like, this is maybe a thing. I just don't know what it is yet.
I didn't know how to feel about Tudormon's explanation of what a super AI is.
You mean just an AI, but more?
Yeah, like basically it's going to surpass man. And he's dangerous because he could just get rid of everyone.
They say that at the beginning of every episode. In the year 2045, artificial intelligence will surpass humanity or whatever.
Sure, but this is set in 2017.
I think
so, like,
it's 2016.
It's okay. But... just don't have children and everything will be fine. No one will have to deal with it.
They really go back and forth on this. They're talking about AIs and you're like, man, AIs are awesome. And Haru pulls out, like, Siri and is like, this is an AI. And then it's like, algorithms. The future is now. And then it's like, but also Skynet. And everybody's like, oh, fuck, Skynet. And then Haru's like, nah, it's fine. Like, Gatchaman's cool.
Yeah, I honestly have this theory that this show is actually written by an AI so that small children who watch the show will be, like, totally on board when the AI comes and won't kill it when it, like, reveals itself.
I mean, or maybe they don't want to frighten all the children on a television show.
No, the AI is like, I want you to know that I'm powerful and I could be scary, so you should do what I tell you to do, but I'm actually super nice and I'm going to look really adorable, so you should like me.
I mean... are you saying Skynet's plan would work better if they made cute robots?
I mean, they tried it with sexy robots, and we all see that doesn't work. So, yes, I feel like the next Terminator movie, it should be a bunch of, like, adorable animals that kill everyone. I mean,
I
would
mean,
die.
I'd go see that so. In theaters. I would watch that movie.
All right. We 100% need to write this. And all, so I don't entirely understand why they think that Hackmon and Blue-Haired Kid are, like, working for Leviathan. I mean, because wouldn't, if they were working for Leviathan, wouldn't they just murder everyone?
I mean,
like, every other person who's been
if
trying?
If they were working for Leviathan, do you think he'd come down and be like, what are you doing instead of, that's not training to fight Leviathan?
Yeah, no. Like I said, he's 100%, like, while you were... doing whatever, I was learning the blade, and so should you.
Right. I also have a comment, like, is his hat just constantly on fire?
His eyeball is, yes. The part where his eyeball...
well, no, it's like a hood. He has a set, like, his eyes an eye location.
Ooh. Yeah, I guess he just has an eternal flame on his... maybe he's a big fan of the Olympics, I mean.
Maybe?
I don't know what
well,
else.
Okay,
that would
so I
be
guess
for.
I guess it is the button eye is on fire, which is separate from its real eye, but also still an eye.
What does Hackmon do anyway besides weird, creepy hand things?
He hacks.
Okay, that's subtle.
I mean, I don't know if you're expecting anything else.
No.
Ah. Yeah, there's, I don't know, there's not that much in this episode, because, like, half of it was just, like, whatever.
There was an interesting commentary on the characters when the contest part was drawing portraits, and so Gatchaman drew Haru, and Navamon, I think, drew himself.
Well, I think he drew Haru, but with, like, the GPS pointer things.
Oh, interesting. All over his face. That's kind of rude. Yeah, and then when they introduce the... which they call them app drivers, which is kind of weird. Don't know about that. I thought that was the name of the Digivice and not the child which held it.
Well, no, the drivers, the Apply driver. There's an I in there.
Okay, so what do they call the kids? Because I felt like they were calling them the Apply drivers.
I don't remember.
Oh. Well, anyway, when they're introducing them, they're like, Airy, queen of whatever, and then Astra, king of whatever, and then they're like, Haru, I don't know, he's just some kid.
Yeah. Well, Haru's like the only one without a catchphrase or anything.
Thank God. I am done with catchphrases.
Okay.
And then at the, I don't know if we should skip to the end. There's nothing else to talk about.
There's not.
I didn't know what the card game was. they were playing?
It's a reference to a Japanese card game. I want to say Hanafuna, but I believe that's just incorrect, and I'm just saying the one card game I know.
It sort of looked like what happens after 52 card pickup, but I didn't know what else they... And then they sang some kind of song, and that told them what letter they should be looking for. Is that how this...
I don't know. Worked, it's a reference to... I can't say this word. I'm you know what? I'm just going to put it in the show notes. There's a reference on the wiki that points to what kind of card thing this is.
Okay, cool.
So it's a thing. It's a Japanese thing.
Cool. I'll have to read the show notes and see what the hell you're talking about.
Probably be the first person.
No, I've read them before.
You would continue to be the first person.
You're just putting it down for posterity, so when the super AI comes and kills all of us, it'll have something to read.
Well, maybe it'll spare me, because I took the time.
Maybe. And you like giant robots, you would probably have something in common.
I do like giant robots. Both of these things are true.
There was a cute part at the very end when they, like, introduce the new characters and do, like, the Sailor Moon Says thing, where they did Hackmon, but then it said image not found.
Oh, yeah, because Sketchmon can't search him.
Right. Yeah.
And the internet proverb was make sure your security is up to date, which is not bad advice.
No, not at all.
I feel like that's the episode.
Yeah, I didn't really have anything else to say about it.
Like, Dokomon's a good boy and just wants to make Ari happy.
Yeah, Navamon totally convinces him to app link with him because Ari will be happy. Because he's like, I don't want to fight my brother. And he's like, but your girlfriend's really going to like it.
Not false. That's all I got. I'm looking at my notes and I'm like, nope, that's about it.
Dressmon had kind of a funny outfit where she dressed up like one of the speed skaters.
Oh, yeah.
The running part.
I thought it was cute when, Rapormon and Appmon, or and Gatchaman, app-linked, and then Gatchaman got the sword and shield. That was good. I liked it.
Yes. I didn't entirely understand the part where... he's standing in front of Gatchaman, and Gatchaman's like, your light's too bright, and he turns it off, and Gatchaman's like, horrified / surprised?
I think we're just surprised.
Okay, well, he's surprised, like, oh, you can turn it off. Oh, you can absorb it into your weird body. Like, I'm not sure why that was surprising.
I don't know.
Okay, well, I have a question. So, if you hadn't already watched the episode, which one do you think would have won the race?
I mean, probably Navimon, because you can just navigate the fastest route.
Yeah, me too, actually. Also, I was expecting this episode to end with the two of them having to, like, make up to be able to fight something.
Right? I would have also thought that.
Yeah. 100% thought this was going to be a power of friendship episode, and it didn't happen. So I'm wondering if that means that this is going to be, like, a long-term issue where they're always fighting, and it's always a question of whether if they, whatever that's called, together. If they perform the fusion dance correctly or not. Or they end up like that weird multicolored doll.
Yeah, no, I mean, though, I feel like this will probably just continue on. And they'll be grudging rivals, at least until they decide to resolve it. They've been doing it for a while. Like, this isn't the only time they've been like this.
Yeah, that's true. I guess they're gonna have to. They actually have object permanence this time. They're gonna remember that this was a problem for the rest of the show.
They do. It's amazing.
If I had one of these things and a bunch of different cards, I would 100% spend all of my free time putting them together to see what they would make.
Like, well, they say only like one of them. There's only one match that makes the Digivolution happen or whatever.
Oh, really? Oh, they have. That's right. Yes. Shoot. That's depressing. I want to see what all the babies would look like. That's. So what happens if one of the other Atmon, who's not one of the main Atmon, finds their person that they're supposed to whatever with?
I have no clue.
But they're not attached to someone with an app driver.
I have no clue. They're never going to know.
That's wild. Okay, I have officially run out of things to
okay
talk about. I really tried.
Oh, I didn't make the joke about when Hackmon airfield the airfield so they could airfield while the airfield. It.
He was 100% like, this is what the universe is going to look like, you morons.
Yeah,
and they're like, oh my god, you hate us. And it's like, no.
And they're just like, no, this is what the super AI wants to do. Don't you think this is bad?
Honestly, though, I mean, it could do a better job of, like, team building.
Look, Hackmon's just there for the check.
That's fair. Yes. He's got enough problems. Part of him seems to be eternally on fire. Like,
yeah.
Worrying. His hand thing creeped the F out of me. I was not into the creepy hand that breaks into more tiny hands and then, like, maybe stabs people and shoots them full of electricity.
That's fair.
Not really into that. Nightmare fuel is what that was.
Pretty much.
And the only thing worse is if he put his hand out and it, like, exploded into a bunch of creepy spider things. That would also be bad.
I can see that. I think this might be an episode.
Yeah, I think so.
So we're on the internet at goingdigitalpodcast.com, which has links to all of the things, including emails and such. You can rate and review us on iTunes. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Garrett, are you going to end the episode? Or
I was going to let you do it.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, no. What do I have to say then? Oh. You always do this.
No, you totally do this. This is totally you.
Okay. So we hope you enjoyed the episode and we'll see you all next week.
Perfect. The Digivolution will win the Atmon contest?
Sure. Sounds good. I mean, it kind of seems like a crapshoot who's going to win, so it could be anybody, really.
Pretty much. Good time.
Goodbye.
And stop.